Before I had kids, there was a sense of pride in my life where when I saw parents doing their stuff and their kids were like acting out of line, I would say stuff like, those parents, they shouldn't, they need to step it up a little bit. They need to take care of their kids. Okay, now I don't know if you guys felt this ever, okay, but I'm talking about like before I had kids, right? So I didn't even know what I was talking about. I'm just speaking out of my mouth. Like, yeah, I'm gonna be a better parent than that, okay? And God humbled me, because when you have kids, you understand that, like, no, you're not. You're not gonna control your kids. They do whatever they want. And yeah, you can set boundaries and stuff, but no. Kids are sinners and sinners sin. And so sometimes there's no controlling them. Yeah, as parents, you do that. But that was humbling for me, all right? I say it like kind of jokingly, but I did feel very humbled, because there comes a sense where you're looking down at others or like saying that, like, yeah, you know, I'm not gonna be like that, or I'm better than that. And you realize, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're just like everybody else. And the kids do whatever they want. This is the type of pride, I think, that I'm trying to communicate to you, okay? It's a sort of pride where you're like boasting in like how you're better, maybe like without any like grounding. And maybe you are better, but that's still boasting. So let me give you this definition. Pride, the way that we're going to define it today for our class, the sinful type of pride that we're going to talk about today, is to glory in yourself. Okay, to glory in yourself, to say, hey, I am better than you guys, all right? It's to glory in yourself and your accomplishments, maybe, what you've achieved, or maybe your possessions, or maybe the knowledge that you have, or your skills, or not even your skills, but your traits maybe, like, you know, what you look like, stuff like that. Okay, and this is the key right here, I think. To boast, all right, to be prideful and boast about it, is to praise yourself, right? To lift yourself up and praise yourself. And then as you do that, as you're lifting yourself up, you're looking down on everybody else. So you can see how that example in my case was like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that, I'm better than that. And I'm looking down on the other, like, parents or whatever. Okay? And another word I think that we can use to describe this type of sinful pride is arrogance, right? It's an air, you know, a feeling, a sense of superiority that you're better than. Now, I gotta be careful right here, disclaimer, right? Because I don't want you guys to go around with low self-esteem, okay? I know that's like a big topic, right? You can be prideful in certain things, right? You can be happy and I think proud of it in the sense of like, yeah, like that's something good. And as Christians, I think you can give God glory for that, and I'll explain that later. But what makes it sinful is the type of that arrogance factor, right? The arrogance factor where you lift yourself up and you're glorying in yourself, not giving any credit to God, and actually taking God out of the picture as a whole, right? Because when you lift yourself up and you're like, yeah, I'm better than everybody, it's like, well, how did you get there? Like, who put you there? You know, that type of stuff. And I'm going to explain all this, but that's the type of sinful pride that I'm talking about, okay? So let me just give you like more back to that example. I am proud of my kids. I'm very proud of my kids. You know, they make me happy. And I'm proud to be a parent. I'm proud to be their dad. The sinful part was when I started comparing myself to others, you know, and looking down on other people. That was the sinful part. And so you can be proud of your accomplishments, I think, if you can give God glory in that. Let's move on. Let me see if I can use the Bible now to convince you more. I'm talking about the evil of arrogant boasting, okay? And this is our verse, our passage that we're going to look at today. All right, and it's clear right here. This is why I can say that it's evil. This is why I can say that it's sin. It's because of this verse right here, verse 16. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil, okay? And this is an example. Let's just read the verse so we get the context, okay? This is James, all right? He's saying, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Okay, so somebody's saying like, yeah, you know, I'm going to plan to do this. I'm going to spend a year there and I'm going to make a lot of money. That's essentially what they're saying here. Yet, you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. And so this can be sinful, especially if you know what's right, especially if you know that you shouldn't be boasting, you know, especially if you know how you should be living correctly in humility. It's sinful. And let me just make this a little bit even more real, okay? It's pride that God is actively opposed to. God opposes the proud, okay, but he gives grace to the humble. I'll show you that in a little bit. It's pride that people find they fall from, you know, their high positions of authority. It's pride that causes people to mess up their lives. You know, you think that you're above others. You think that you're above the law or the rules, or you're better than other people. And pride tells you, hey, do whatever you want. You know, you're better than that. And you can see how once you start telling yourself that, yeah, you know, I am better than everybody. The rules don't apply to me, you know, and God's out of the picture. You can see how that can not only be sin against God, but then you start sinning against other people because you start acting that way towards other people with that sense of superiority and arrogance. Pride is evil. We need to take care of it. Right? This is our life with Christ. As Christians, we need to eliminate pride from our lives. And so let me give you today three helps to keep you humble. Okay, that's what I'm going to show you from this passage. Three helps to keep you humble. And as I'm doing this, I want you to think about what areas in your life are you prideful about. Okay, this is going to be our activity for later today. I want you to think about right now, what areas in your life are you prideful about? And okay, I know this is very hard to do. Okay, a lot of people, they don't like to think of themselves as prideful. But today, I want you to be able to kind of communicate that today. Okay, that's how we're going to do this class. I expect you to interact with me, and we're going to save that for later. This is our teaching time. But right now, I want you to start thinking about what areas in your life are you prideful in? The first way to keep you humble, or the first help that the Bible gives us, is this. It's the sinful tendency to presume. So if you can remember your sinful tendency to presume and make presumptions about things, I feel that that can help keep us humble. Let me show you in the verse. Look, this guy who's talking, right? Today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. What does James say to him? He says, yeah, you do not know what tomorrow will bring. Look at all this presuming in here, okay? He says, today or tomorrow, right? Meaning that, like, yeah, tomorrow, I'm going to take care of this. I know exactly what's going to happen. We will go into such and such a town and spend a year there. That's a long period of time that this person is presuming or assuming that's going to happen. And trade, meaning I'm going to interact with people, and not only that, but I'm going to make a profit out of that. Okay, do you see, like, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen to you. If you're prideful about your prospects in the future, and you start boasting about that, like, yeah, you know, I'm going to get this job, I'm going to make a lot of money, I'm going to buy this house, and my family's going to do this and go on this vacation, that could get into sinful, prideful territory. Because you're presuming, you're making assumptions about how your life is going to play out without even acknowledging God's role in it. Do you see how right here, there's no God in here? There's no God in here. The answer right here is, see, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. It's an attitude, right? I'm not saying that every time you need to say, oh, if God wants me to do this, then I'll do this. You don't have to do that every single time. But that attitude should be in your heart, right? You should automatically just say, yeah, I hope to do this. And in your heart, you know that, like, well, you know, God wants it. And if God doesn't want it, are you okay with that? Are you still going to submit to him? Okay, so you see how, like, that heart attitude of wanting to submit to God while still being positive about the future, that's the heart of the Christian. It acknowledges God's role in your life, and it doesn't presume about anything, right? As Christians, we say, God, take my life and you do what you want with it. And you don't make presumptions about how your life is going to play out. The sinful tendency to presume. Here's the second help to keep you humble. It's the short, temporary nature of life. And so I feel that, like, when you remember that life is short and temporary, that should keep you humble. You should be able to say that, hey, you know what? Like, there's no guarantee that I'm going to live this amount of time. And you should also be able to say, hey, there's no after I'm dead and gone, like, what's the whole point of pride in the first place? Like, I'm not even there to boast in myself anymore, and people are going to forget about me. Let's say you do something really great in the world. At the end of the day, you're still not going to be there to glory in it. People will glory in, like, your name and your idea, but you're not real at that point. You know, you cease to, you'll be of God in heaven, right? There's no reason for you to boast when we're not even going to be here anymore. That's what the Bible says. Look, what is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes, and then vanishes. Christians, listen to me. You need to think that the world is bigger than just this short period of time that we have on earth. Eternity, God is immense, and we are a drop in the bucket, in the ocean. Yeah, we're just a drop, okay? It's nothing. God needs to be supremely glorious in our lives, all right? Anything that we accomplish on here, it's nothing, man. It's like a mist that vanishes, okay? And in all of eternity, you know, we are important to God. It's true. But the things that we do, it doesn't matter unless it's done for Jesus anyways. You know, that's what really counts. And so this whole part right here, this whole second thing that I'm trying to tell you is that when you remember your short temporary nature, okay, then it should humble you. It really should. It should put things into proper perspective for you. Now, as youth, right, you think that you're going to live forever. You think that you're immune. You think that you're nothing's bad going to happen to you. And I think that's an okay way to, you know, live. God does care about you. It's true. God does take care of his children. But to be prideful and say that, like, hey, like, I got my life figured out and nothing's going to touch me, that's silly, you know? Life is short and temporary, and it's God who controls all of that. Okay, so you see how I continue to bring God into the picture. You have to continue to do that. And this is the kicker, right? This is the main one right here. The third and final way, the third and final help to keep you humble is that you remember the sovereign and trustworthy will of God in your life. You remember the trustworthy and sovereign will of God in your life. Look, instead you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. If the Lord wills, if God actually wants anything to happen, then we will even continue to live. We will continue to be on this earth and we will do things. That's the perspective. That's the heart attitude that we need to have as Christians. We always bring God into our life. We always bring God into the picture. And so for me, right, in my prideful arrogance, as I'm looking down on other people, what if God didn't even want me to have kids in the first place? That would have been super, like, humbling to me, right? Like, do you see in my prideful attitude and looking down at others, oh, when I'm a parent, I'm not going to do that. That's already presuming that I'm going to be a parent. That doesn't even put God in the picture, okay? And so you can see how as Christians, the things that we say, the way that we live our life, it always needs to have God in the picture. Okay? You don't have to say it every time. It's not like you're going to jinx yourself if you don't mention God. But he needs to be there. He needs to be present in your life. And when you have a relationship with somebody, they're always going to be there in the background, right? Like, I'm married. I'm a married man. And even though I'm not talking about my wife right now, even though, like, she's not physically here right now, she's here. She's here with me. And that's part of the package, right? And so in the same way, like, even though you're living your life and, you know, God's not, like, Jesus isn't physically around walking with you, but he's always with you in your life, and he always needs to kind of be in your mindset. This is what it means to be a Christian. It keeps you humble when God is always working in the background of your life. This is kind of another verse that I think ties it all together, and it will prove to you that what I'm saying is true. Look, 1 Peter 5:5, it says, likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Okay, and maybe I'm stretching it. You can test me on this, but I think if we're gonna, remember the points that I just said, The first one being to the sinful tendency to presume. Okay, it says, look, you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, meaning that you don't presume on God, but you also don't presume on other people, right? You don't assume that you know exactly how their life is and how, you know, they work through things. Remember, I said that pride is looking down on others. Well, you don't know what God is doing in other people's lives. You don't know the millions of things that God is arranging in your life. So it's silly for us to be prideful and think that we can look down on other people when we have no idea what God is doing in their life. Right? And then I told you that life is short and fleeting. You can see it right here that this verse talks specifically to young people. And it's saying that, hey, you guys, you got to remember that life is short, right? Even though you might have potentially a lot of life ahead of you, you still need to remember that life is short. And then also, you need to remember that God is there, all right? You need to submit yourself to God, and here it is. God is perfectly right here in the picture. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And, you know, in my life, if I can just speak to you on a personal level, you don't want to be opposed by God, right? So I would strongly encourage you to always just submit to him and his will. Always be humble. When you do that, you'll see that God actually does guide you in life. And at that point, it's not even pride anymore, right? It's just that you can enjoy life as God deems it to be. And when bad things do happen to you, or if God allows bad things to happen, you're kind of already in a broken state already, because you've been walking with God all along. And as God humbles you in that way, it's not painful. It's just more glory that you can give to God. And that's how Paul, I think, is able to boast in his weaknesses. It's because Paul has already been a broken man, and he knows that, like, God keeps him humble. When God continues to work in your life, you can always say, hey, God, thank you for doing this for me. This is the big idea. Christians can keep humble by remembering the sinful tendency to presume, the short, temporary nature of life, and the sovereign, trustworthy will of God. Christians can keep humble by remembering the sinful tendency to presume, the short, temporary nature of life, and the sovereign, trustworthy will of God.